KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
A quick weather note locally this morning as we get our sports update for you started today. The summer tennis program in Audubon has told us that the folks that run it have told us that they are not going to have their summer tennis program this morning. But a reminder, though, that tomorrow is Parents' Day for the summer tennis program in Audubon. So, kids, please bring mom or dad with you to tennis for tomorrow. Again, no summer tennis program this morning in Audubon, but don't forget to bring mom and dad tomorrow for Parents' Day. Well, girls' state soccer championships concluded over the weekend in Class 1A state championship action. Davenport Assumption wins the title with a 4-0 win over Bishop Heelan Catholic. In the 2A state championship match, same old, Cedar Rapids Xavier defeats North Scott 3-1. That's Xavier's seventh consecutive state soccer championship. Also in the girls' 3A state championship game, it was Cedar Rapids Kennedy winning 2-1 over Ankeny on Saturday. Lots of high school baseball on Saturday as well. Atlantic hosting its Trojan baseball tourney. Perry defeated Atlantic 5-3 in the opener. Coon Rapids Bayard a first-round 13-3 win over Red Oak. Consolation game saw Atlantic beat Red Oak 11-1. The championship had Perry defeating Coon Rapids Bayard by a final of 12-4. At the Griswold tournament over the weekend, in first-round play, Clarinda beat Griswold 11-0, Ogden over Villisca 20-6. In the consolation game, it was Griswold 10-0 over Villisca, and in the championship match, Ogden 15-5 winners over Clarinda. Also at the Mount Air tournament on Saturday, Mount Air beat Clarinda Academy 20-4, and Nishnabotna over Lamoni 7-6 in first-round play. Consolation game saw Lamoni beat Clarinda Academy 8-0, while Nishnabotna topped Mount Air by a score of 5-1 in the championship. Also in boys baseball Saturday, Trainer beat Shenandoah 11-0. Lamar's over Glenwood 7-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton topping Denison 9-1. Corning beat Orient Maxburg 9-2. Corning over Essex South Page 10-0. Orient Maxburg defeated Bedford 13-7. St. Albert over Dubuque Wallert 11-8. Also St. Albert beat Don Bosco 9-3. Abraham Lincoln topping Algona by a score of 6-2. In girls softball on Saturday, Bishop Heelan Catholic defeating Atlantic 5-2, Dallas Center Grimes over Atlantic 8-1 in the Creston tourney. Also, Riverside beat Walnut 10-8. It was Shenandoah over Walnut 10-4. Creston topping Albia 10-0. Denison over Kemper Catholic 11-5. Denison downing Maple Valley 5-2. Kemper Catholic over Carroll 8-7. Thomas Jefferson beat East Mills 16-4. Underwood over East Mills 17-6. Charter Oak Ute beat Underwood 7-3. Underwood over Woodbine 4-3. It was Otobolt Arthur BCIG 9-0 over IKM Manning. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Panorama 14-1. Coon Rapids Bayard over Southeast Webster 14-4, and Carroll, a winner over Maple Valley, by a final of 12-7. Just a reminder, we'll have high school softball tonight for you here on KJAN as Atlantic will host Lewis Central in Hawkeye 10 conference play. We're on the air at about 7 o'clock tonight with pregame, and we get things started at 7:15 tonight with the first pitch. That's Atlantic hosting Lewis Central live tonight here on KJAN and KJAN.com. Well, they're one step closer now to the College World Series in Omaha, which will get underway later on this week, as 5 of the 8 spots are set. In Sunday action, Stony Brook knocked off LSU 7-2. Mighty Stony Brook wins 2-1 in the Super Regional as they move on to play in Omaha. Also moving on, Florida State, an 18-7 winner over Stanford. Florida also qualified for the Omaha World Series with a 9-8 10-inning win over North Carolina State. Also on Sunday, Arkansas beat Baylor 5-4, Oregon over Kent State 3-2. Today's games look like this. Kent State will play at Oregon this afternoon. That series tied at 1 game each. That's the deciding game. Oklahoma plays at defending national champion South Carolina, with South Carolina leading the series 1-0. They'll be resuming game 2, which was suspended in the 6th inning. And should Oklahoma win, Game 3 would follow today if necessary. Arkansas plays at Baylor tonight. That series also tied at a game apiece. Those winners moving on. Arizona, Florida, Florida State, Stony Brook, and UCLA have already qualified for the College World Series. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Jason Kipnis hit a tie-breaking three-run homer off of closer Jason Mott in the ninth inning as the Cleveland Indians beat St. Louis 4-1. Carlos Beltran homered for the second straight day to increase his National League leading total to 18, and Joe Kelly allowed one run in five-plus innings in his Major League debut for the Cardinals. St. Louis is the only Major League team that's not won a series over the Indians, or 14-6 overall against the Cardinals. Also in interleague play, Andrew McCutchen homered and drove in three runs. A.J. Burnett won his fifth consecutive start as Pittsburgh finished its first sweep of an AL team in more than a decade, beating Kansas City 3-2. Don't look now, but since May 25th, the Pirates have the best record in the majors. They're 12-3 over that span. Elsewhere in interleague play yesterday, the Yankees beat the Mets 5-4, Tampa Bay over Miami 4-2, Baltimore topping Philadelphia in 10 innings 5-4, Toronto beat Atlanta 12-4, Washington over Boston 4-3, Cubs over Minnesota 8-2, Houston beat the White Sox 11-9, Angels over Colorado 10-8, Texas beat San Francisco 5-0, Dodgers over Seattle 8-2, Arizona beat Oakland 4-3, and it was Detroit over Cincinnati 7-6. In the National League, just one game yesterday, Milwaukee beat San Diego 6-5. In Sunday Pacific Coast League baseball, Iowa beat Nashville 14-3. Omaha winner over Round Rock by a score of 8-6. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
And golf history was made at the LPGA Championship, where Shenshen Feng became the first player from China to win an LPGA event. Feng, the only player from China on the ladies' tour, shot a final round 67 to win the second major of the ladies' golf season by two shots, finishing at 6 under par. Dustin Johnson fired a 4 under 66 in the closing round of the St. Jude Classic to win by a stroke over John Merrick. U.S. Ryder Cup captain Davis Love III shot a 69 to tie for third with Nick O'Hearn, Chad Campbell, and Ryan Palmer. Former British Open champ Tom Lehman captured the region's tradition for the second straight year. A 4-under par 68 in a wet final round in Birmingham, Alabama, got him to 14-under for the tournament, two strokes better than Bernard Langer and Shen-Sun Liu, who each closed with 66s. That's Lehman's sixth Champions Tour victory. In racing, Joey Logano slipped under Mark Martin in the closing laps at Pocono Raceway for his first victory since 2009. He's the first Sprint Cup driver this season to win from the pole. The 22-year-old Logano rallied past the 53-year-old Martin for a thrilling finish in the first 400-mile cup race at Pocono. Officials shortened the race by 100 miles this season. Logano's only previous career cup victory was a rain-shortened win at New Hampshire. Tony Stewart was third, Jimmy Johnson fourth, and Denny Hamlin placed fifth in that race. Well, springtime rain in Paris put the men's final of the French Open on hold until today. Six-time champ Rafael Nadal won the opening two sets, 6-4 and 6-3, before Novak Djokovic rallied to win the third set, 6-2. The top-ranked Serb was leading 2-1 in the fourth when play was suspended for the day. Djokovic is the first player to take a set off of Nadal during the two-week tournament. He's trying to become the first man in 43 years to win four consecutive Grand Slam titles. Nadal is seeking a record seventh French Open championship. The second-seeded Spaniard is 51-1 on the red clay at Roland Garros. It's the first time in 39 years that the French Open won't end on a Sunday. In 1973, Ilie Nastasi beat Nikki Pilich in a match that ended on a Tuesday. Today's forecast does call for intermittent rain. Well, Sunday was a travel day as the revived New Jersey Devils try to attempt to become the first team in 7 decades to come back from a 3-0 deficit in the Stanley Cup Finals. After dropping the first three to the L.A. Kings, the Devils have won the last two meetings. If they win Game 6 tonight at the Staples Center, then the Devils would go back to New Jersey tied at 3 games apiece for a Game 7 Wednesday night. Only the 1942 Toronto Maple Leafs recovered from a 3-0 deficit to win the Stanley Cup. And the Florida men took home their first outdoor national, and LSU women won their 15th in 31 years Saturday at the NCAA track and field meet in Des Moines. The SEC sweep snapped a three-year title run by the women and men of Texas A&M, and the Aggies join the league next fall. The men's team title came down to the final race, the 1600 relay, between Florida, LSU, and Texas A&M. Anchor Tony McQuay gave the Gators the lead on the backstretch and the win in 3 minutes and .02 seconds. Florida finished with 50 points, followed by the Tigers' 48 and Texas A&M's 40. The LSU and Oregon women entered Saturday tied at 40 points each, but the Tigers jumped out to a big lead after Kimberlyn Duncan won the 200-meter event. That's Checkin' Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.